We're back here on In Focus, wrapping up our conversation with RCPD Captain Tim Hegarty and Melissa Mosier, who's the new victim advocate coordinator. Getting back to the these discretionary funds in the unused personnel fund, $30,000. It was in the discretionary funds here for what's the acronym? RCPD recruitment and community participation through Delicious Barbecue, and there's a big old mobile barbecue unit that the police department is looking to purchase.
Yes, for a number of years, we've participated in a lot of community events that involve barbecue and smoking because we have a number of employees who, for fun, they smoke meat. And it's we've had events inside the agency, and it's been fabulous, and they do a very good job at it. But when we go out into the community, we're always borrowing equipment. So the functionality of it sometimes is that can be dangerous. If it's really old and rusted, that causes some potential danger issues. There are certain health requirements, wash station. So if we have access to that and it goes down for some reason, then you know we're done for the day. Or if we can't control the temperature on something that we're serving and somebody gets something that's undercooked or gets, you know, salmonella or food poisoning or what have you from it, or an employee gets hurt. So we're simply looking for something that that we know its functionality, that we can control temperature, that we have cold storage, we have access to a washing station, and that's something that's mobile that we can take to these events. And so Captain Kyle presented information on this particular request, and it was a discretionary request, and we did seek the law board's approval and was given it. And it's going to be one of these things where the data on how well it works is going to be qualitative. We'll be able to tell how many people we reached and how many people we fed and how many events we went to. But it may be tougher to say, well, what difference did that make? Did it change people's opinions about the RCPD? We know that generally speaking, we have fairly good approval ratings in the community, but there are segments of the community in which I'm sure that we don't, and who don't trust us, and who won't call to report crimes. And some of that is influenced by what we see in the national media. There are mistakes that we make. We can be our own worst enemy. But there's also not knowing the full story. So yesterday, as I'm watching the morning news just before I leave the house, there's a surveillance video from Fresno, California, in which an officer fatally wounds an unarmed suspect. And it just, on TV, it looks horrendous. And then you read the story, and he was a homicide suspect, and he was headed towards a daycare, and three independent agencies investigated this incident and found it to be justified. It still looks horrendous. And so if that's all you see, then, there's just, you know, there they go again. But you have to read the rest of the story.
Right. Well, hopefully it improves community engagement. It sounds like a cool endeavor. Maybe it could be something brought out to Fake Patty's Day. Who knows? Maybe curb drinking there.
I don't know about that.
No? You don't know? Okay. Well, just a suggestion. I don't know.
All right. We'll take it under advisement, Brandon.
Captain Tim Hegarty, Melissa Mosier, thank you for being here. And we'll talk to RCPD again next month. It'll be the week before Thanksgiving. I had to think about that. Coming up tomorrow, Monday, K-State Provost Dr. Charles Tabor joins us, and we'll also have Kathy Scruggs, former news director here, with Judy Regeer, family Manhattan Fairy Godmother, is going to be the focus there on In Focus. That'll do it. I'm Brandon Peoples. You're listening to News Radio KMAN.